Chapter 14. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, where we deep dive into the ancient wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. In this episode, we'll be exploring the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is called the Yoga of the Division of the Three Gunas. Now, before we begin, let's take a moment to appreciate the richness and depth of this text. The Bhagavad Gita is a spiritual classic that has been treasured by millions of people for thousands of years. It is a profound and timeless guide to living a fulfilling and meaningful life, and it contains wisdom that is just as relevant today as it was when it was first written. In this particular chapter, the focus is on the three gunas, which are the three fundamental qualities of nature: sattva, rajas, and tamas. Sattva is the quality of purity, clarity, and harmony. Rajas is the quality of passion, energy, and activity. And tamas is the quality of inertia, darkness, and ignorance. The chapter begins with Lord Krishna explaining to Arjuna that the entire universe is made up of these three gunas and that they are constantly interacting with each other in various ways. He goes on to explain that the gunas affect every aspect of our lives, from our thoughts and emotions to our actions and behaviors. Lord Krishna then goes on to describe the characteristics of each guna in details. He explains that sattva is the highest of the three gunas and that it leads to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He also explains that rajas is the middle guna and that it leads to activity, passion, and the desire for success. Finally, he explains that tamas is the lowest of the three gunas and that it leads to ignorance, delusion, and laziness. Lord Krishna then goes on to explain how these three gunas affect us in our daily lives. He explains that when we are dominated by sattva, we experience happiness, peace, and contentment. When we are dominated by rajas, we experience attachment, desire, and frustration. And when we are dominated by tamas, we experience laziness, confusion, and delusion. But Lord Krishna also explains that these three gunas are not fixed, and that we have the power to change our dominant guna through our actions and behaviors. He explains that by practicing self-discipline, detachment, and devotion, we can cultivate sattva and rise above the influence of the other two gunas. He also explains that the ultimate goal of spiritual practice is to transcend all three gunas and achieve a state of pure consciousness. The state, known as the samadhi, is the highest state of consciousness, and it is characterized by peace, bliss, and oneness with the universe. Now, I know that this may all sound a bit abstract and esoteric, but the beauty of the Bhagavad Gita is that it provides practical guidance for how to apply these teachings in our daily lives. Lord Krishna emphasizes the importance of living a life of service, detachment, and devotion, and he provides many practical techniques for how to do this. For example, he encourages us to practice meditation to cultivate a spirit of detachment from the fruits of our actions, and to offer our actions and our lives to a higher power. He also emphasizes the importance of living a life of integrity and ethical behavior. And he provides guidance for how to do this in a practical way. Ultimately, the message of this chapter is that we have the power to shape our own lives through our thoughts, actions, and behaviors. By understanding the three gunas and their influence on our lives, we can make conscious choices about how we want to live, and we can work towards cultivating sattva, the highest guna, and transcend the limitations of the other two gunas. This requires a dedicated spiritual practice, but the rewards are immense. Living a life of sattva leads to inner peace, clarity, and a deep sense of purpose. It allows us to connect with our true nature and experience the oneness of all things. It also leads to greater compassion and understanding towards others, as we recognize that they too are influenced by the gunas and are on their own journey towards enlightenment. But this journey is not easy, and Lord Krishna acknowledges this. He reminds Arjuna that the path of spiritual practice is full of challenges and obstacles, and that it requires great determination, discipline, and faith. He encourages Arjuna to persevere in his practice even when things get difficult, and to trust in the guidance of his inner self. This is a message that is just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago. In our modern world, we are constantly bombarded by distractions, temptations, and stresses that can put us away from our spiritual path. It can be easy to get caught up in the demands of daily life and lose sight of our true purpose. But the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita offer us a roadmap for how to navigate these challenges and stay true to our spiritual path. By understanding the three gunas and their influence on our lives, we can make conscious choices about how we want to live and work towards cultivating sattva. We can practice meditation to quiet our minds and connect with our inner selves. We can cultivate detachment from the fruits of our action and offer our lives to a higher power. And we can live a life of integrity and ethical behavior. And when we stumble or fall off our path, as we inevitably will, we can trust in the guidance of our inner selves and the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita to help us find our way back. So, my friends, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on the teachings of this chapter and how they apply to your own life. Consider the ways in which the gunas are influencing your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and think about how you can work towards cultivating sattva. Remember, the journey towards enlightenment is a lifelong process. But with dedication, discipline, and faith, we can all find our way to the state of pure consciousness and experience the beauty and joy of a life lived in alignment with our true nature. Thank you for joining me on today's episode, and I look forward to exploring more of the Bhagavad Gita with you in the future.